truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. Confirmation, a key safety feature, will come as standard on a new Hino offering. That offering, the new generation Hino 500 Series Standard Cab. Sitting alongside the big-selling Hino 500 Series Wide Cab, the new addition to the medium-duty truck range at Hino will feature vehicle stability control as standard equipment. Bill Gillespie from Hino Australia telling us that safety really is priority number one for truck buyers.
Fleet buyers are choosing on safety. I mean, we have quality, durability, reliability, and I think, you know, we think the Japanese trucks have all got that, but safety is a super strong idea for consumers, and our fleet customers are certainly buying with safety in mind. So we're seeing that much more in the conversation than it used to be.
And more details on the new Hino 500 Series Standard Cab when the model arrives in November. Parent company Volkswagen Group, they've made no secret of the fact that they see electric propulsion as the core of their future. That strategy now starting to flow through to Volkswagen's truck brands, particularly MAN. MAN Truck and Bus has just confirmed it's handing over a fleet of fully electric trucks to 9 partner companies from the Austrian Council for Sustainable Logistics. The test vehicles are based on the MAN TGM Rigid and Prime Mover and were designed and built specifically for each operator and their own individual applications. They all feature a 264-kilowatt electric motor mounted to the centre of the frame that delivers 3,100 newton-metres of torque to the drive wheels. Lithium-ion batteries deliver a driving range up to 200 k's. MAN's also fitted a brake energy regeneration system to the trucks. While they all feature air suspension, however, the air conditioning, steering, cooling units and lift gates are all electric powered. No word yet on MAN electric trucks coming into Australia, but we'll keep you updated. Owners of Western Star trucks are now invited to submit their registration for Western Star's 2018 Show and Shine, set to be held in Toowoomba in Queensland on the afternoon and evening of the 17th of November. The event will offer prizes to the winner of several categories, including Best Western Star Under 5 Years, Best Western Star Over 10 Years, Best Western Star Fleet, Best Western Star Rigid, and because Western Star trucks used to be white trucks, there's also a prize for the best white truck in the heritage section. And a visit to the Toowoomba Showgrounds for the event will also see you enjoy a live band, food and beverage vendors and entertainment for children, while DGR Team Penske drivers Fabian Coulthard and Scott McLaughlin will also be on hand for a meet and greet. Register for the 2018 Western Star Truck Show and Shine now on the Western Star Trucks website. A link to that website from the Heavy Vehicles website. Choosing a safer truck with driver assist technology might not be a given for a truck purchaser. There's a lot to consider, not the least the potential extra outlay of running more modern trucks with tech like lane departure warning and autonomous emergency braking. But having these systems is worth the extra outlay, according to Matt Camden, senior research associate at the Virginia Tech Transportation Institute in the US. Matt says the technology is worth investing in mainly because it's so effective today. He says the underlying hardware and software have become more precise and accurate. But does it make economic sense to invest in the tech? Well, Matt says it does. He says our research shows that each of these technologies can have a positive return on investment and fairly quick payback period too. Could this be what the future of road transport looks like? Well, Volvo Trucks reckon it could be. The Swedish manufacturer has shown an autonomous electric truck that doesn't have a cab. The truck was envisaged as a solution for companies that need continuous transport services between fixed hubs. These movements are regular and repetitive across relatively short distances, and instead of a driver at the wheel, Volvo Trucks proposes the use of a transport control center. They say the center could continuously monitor the progress of the transport and keep an accurate watch of each vehicle's position, the battery's charge and the load content. Michael Carlson, Vice President of Autonomous Solutions, telling us there's a big future for clean, autonomous trucks.
It's designed to be safe. It's quiet and totally predictable, down to the cost savings. Nothing similar to what you've seen from us before. In fact, it's impossible to drive.
Check out the photo of the very futuristic Volvo Trucks concept at heavyvehicles.com.au. Toyota has been at the forefront of hydrogen fuel cell development. It already has fuel cell cars available in several markets. Japanese brands also been looking at opportunities around fitting the clean energy tech to urban buses. In the US, though, there are Kenworth trucks fitted with Toyota hydrogen fuel cell powertrains, earning their keep as part of a major trial of the tech in heavy vehicles underway at the Port of Los Angeles. The T680 Kenworth trucks emit nothing but water vapor, with Toyota, Kenworth and Shell all partnering in the project. Now that program has been given a major boost, $41 million US dollars, in funding from the California Air Resources Board. The funding matches an existing funding commitment from other stakeholders and will allow the hydrogen-powered trucks to leave the port and transport goods throughout Southern California. and be operated by transporters including Toyota Logistics Services and UPS. The money will be invested in two new refueling stations. This will join three existing stations already built by Toyota. We'll keep you updated as further details on the project come to hand and other developments on fuel cell powertrains in general in heavy vehicles and road transport.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
If you run a transport business or any business that relates to road transport, we'd love you to be part of the Heavy Vehicles Business Directory. For just $22 per month, including GST, you can list your business on our content-rich website. This will help boost your website on Google and the other search engines. The Heavy Vehicles Business Directory also gives you the chance to put your brand and contact details right in front of thousands of visitors to the Heavy Vehicles website. This is a great opportunity that will cost you just $5 per week. To get involved, just visit the Business Directory page at heavyvehicles.com.au.